Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Acts. Acts chapter 4. Acts 4:13. Sorry, I'll be reading from the NIV translation, which is the one I have personally. Acts 4:13. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Amen. Let's pray together. God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for just your kindness, God, and your presence with us. And we want to spend time with you. We want to be with you today. God, I thank you, Lord, for just your encouragement and your love for us, God, and help us to hear your voice today. And I humble myself before you. I pray that you'll use me to speak your word to the congregation today. And thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this verse says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. And what's happening here is this is after the coming of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples. And then Peter and John and all the other people have been so empowered by the Holy Spirit, and they go to the temple to pray, and they see a beggar there and who's looking to them for money. And Peter says, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give to you. And he grabs the guy's hand and he lifts him up and he starts walking. And then they start preaching the gospel, and the Jewish leaders of that time, they don't like what's going on, so they catch them and they speak to them and they try to discourage them. But there's so much power and courage in these guys, and they say when they saw this courage in these two people, they saw that they were ordinary people, but they took note, they realized, and they saw that these men had been with Jesus. And so I just wanted to speak about that, because I know last week Pastor Sam talked about devotions, and kind of spending time with God, doing our quality time. And just want to say, you know, what is it that's going to distinguish us from people that don't know Christ? You know, in Exodus, Moses, in Exodus 33, I think, the Israelites have given themselves to idol worship, and God comes down to Moses, and God says, basically, I'm going to leave you. I'm going to send you an angel, and the angel is going to take you to the promised land, but my presence will not be with you, because I'm not sure if I can stand it. I'm not sure if I'll be able to be with these guys for this long, because I might just strike them dead because of their disobedience and their hardened hearts. And Moses says, God, well, what's going to distinguish us from the rest of the people if your presence does not go with us? And he basically says, God, you have to come with us. It's not just good enough that we get to go to the promised land, but if your presence isn't with us, we're not going to be any different from any other people group that's surrounding us. And I want to say the same, you know, when the world kind of looks at us, do they see, can they take note that we're Christians? You know, can they take note that we have been with Jesus? Can they take note that there is something different about us, the way we live our lives, that is marked by the fact that we spend time with God and that we get into His Word and we get into His presence? So I just want to talk about three things. I mean, there are so many, I guess you can call them benefits. There's so many things that can happen when we spend time with God. But we'll just stick to three because we don't have that much time this morning, right? So let's go to John 6:68. John 6:68. Simon Peter answered him, well, I should go from... No, it's okay. John 6:68. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. The first thing I want to say when we spend time with God is, spend time with Jesus, he has the words of eternal life. We get to have this life that comes from being in the presence of God that is different from just a normal life that we live here. In Matthew, don't remember the exact reference, but when Jesus is being tempted in the wilderness and he's been fasting 40 days, 40 nights, and the devil comes and says, hey, take these stones and turn them into bread. And Jesus says, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. This is the verse that I quote when I'm fasting, you know, and I'm hungry and I look at food, I say, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And we've all experienced it while we're fasting, right? There's something that comes from reading the word and getting into the presence of God that is a different kind of pleasure and different kind of satisfaction, but it fulfills us and it gives us the strength that we need to continue on. And this life that we have in Christ is a new kind of life, right? There's a greater kind of joy that comes from being in his presence. And people always talk about living life to the extreme and having this amazing kind of life. But they go on adventures and some people do stupid things like jumping off things and doing daredevil stuff because they just want that excitement. They want something that's going to give them that thrill. You know, like you see Jackie Chan movies and you always see at the end of the movie, he always does a blooper reel, right? And he's always doing crazy things. He's always getting hurt. But I think I read somewhere that he just wants that thrill. He wants that thrill and he wants that excitement. And they're looking for something that's going to give them this excitement, this, something extra in their life. But I think when we spend time with Jesus and we go to him, we're going to get that. That's that the world cannot give. You know, this world can't give us this level of satisfaction and this level of abundant life that we can find just in the presence of God. I mean, he's the creator of the universe. It's obvious that he is the giver of life. He's the creator of life. And that if we spend time with him, we're going to receive from him this new life that's going to be so much greater and bigger than what this world can offer. So the first point is that you have the words of eternal life, and we got to spend time with him to receive this kind of word and receive this kind of life that comes from the Lord. The second one, let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 30. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Some versions will say David strengthened himself in the Lord. And the second thing I want to say that we can get, so first is life. When we spend time with Jesus, we get this eternal life. Not salvation, but this kind of, you know what I mean, the joy and the excitement and the thrill and the abundant life that we can have in Jesus Christ. And the second one is 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, David found strength in the Lord his God. And I want to say strength or courage. I want to say encouragement or courage that we get in the Lord. Many times we're discouraged in our Christian life, especially in ministry. We're discouraged a lot. You know, we do something and you see that nothing is happening or maybe you had a bad preaching day or whatever and you're discouraged a lot. But I think just normally in life we'll get discouraged. There are things that happen, relationships or work or whatever, and you're praying for something and nothing happens and we get discouraged and we get down. And I think it's... we do this all the time, but I don't think it's very effective. Most of the times, I think we just turn to entertainment, right? We just go to the TV or, you know, you watch some YouTube videos or something to try and kind of wind down or just kind of whatever, forget about what's happening and things like that. But I think truly what we need to go to, or who we need to turn to in this time, is to go to the Lord as David did. David was in great distress. People wanted to stone him because these people had come and took away their families. Men were out in battle and these guys came and they took away their wives and their sons and daughters and everything. And they're very upset at David and they want to stone him to death. They're talking about it and he was stressed out. But he says, in that time, he didn't do anything. He didn't, you know, turn to like appease them or talk to them. First of all, he went to the Lord and he found strength in the Lord. And I think that's something else that can happen when we are just confused and discouraged and unsure. We turn to Jesus and we find our encouragement from him. We find our strength. We find our direction. And that's the second one. And I mean, I'm just in my experience, and I'm sure you have experienced it too, that in that quiet place, no one else is there, and you can really get into the presence, and you feel the love of God, and the presence of God, and the voice of God, the hand of God upon you. And if you haven't had that experience, I encourage you to keep going to the Lord, because it's better than anything else. Any other encouragement that you can get from a friend or from your spouse, I mean, those things are great, but we got to find that in the Lord. So that's the second point, that we find strength and courage in the presence of God. And the last point is Matthew chapter 3. Matthew 3:16. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." A voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." The third thing that we receive in the presence of Jesus is love. And when we receive the love of the Father, there is security. We get secure in the Lord, and we're not so bothered and affected by our fear of man. That's the big thing that I feel like God's trying to teach me this year, to not live in the fear of man, right? To not live in just wondering and thinking about what other people are going to say or how I'm going to look to other people, but to really live in the fear of the Lord and to really hear what God is saying and just to obey, right? And we can't do that unless we were secure in him, because unless we have this love, we're just going to constantly be looking around and desperate, seeking for something, someone to approve of us and affirm us in some way. So last night we had a battle of the bands. I know Aaron made the announcement and we went up and did this thing. Thanks so much for coming out. You guys were so loud. It was crazy. But sad to say, we didn't make it to the next round. So we clearly know it wasn't the audience, because it's 50% audience loudness and 50% talent and skill and band. Definitely our audience loudness level was the loudest. I mean, no competition. But I think we just lacked in this other area, so we didn't make it. But it's okay. We had fun, and sorry to disappoint, but it was really fun. Thanks for coming out and stuff. But you know, when you're, most of the songs are written by Aaron. I mean, all the songs that we did that were original were written by Aaron. But in the past, I have tried to write some songs too. And you know, when you create something, you know, when you write a song, some of you are songwriters here, right? When you write a song, like, it's so scary to, like, share that with someone. It's like, this is your baby, right? And you're like, I mean, you know, all famous worship leaders and songwriters, they say you have to work with people. You have to collaborate. You have to share this with people and get brutal feedback and stuff. But it's so scary to do. For me, I'm like, oh, I don't know. and like I'll share it with someone, and then every once in a while people will give feedback. But when it's something that you've written and you've written it for yourself, and this is exactly the way you like it, if somebody else says something, I mean, yeah, sure, you can take that into account, but part of you is like, hey man, I didn't write that for you. This isn't your song. Even yesterday, we were trying to tell Aaron, like, hey, how about changing the chord here? And he was very cool about it, but you could definitely tell he was like, why? Right? He was like, no. So we're like, and then Hyunsu and I, we just looked at each other, yeah, let's back off. Let's just forget it. We'll do it the way you wrote it, because it's his song. And it's the way I wrote it, so I'm going to do it my way. And I kind of what I'm saying is God has created each and every one of us in his way. Ephesians tells us, Ephesians 2:10, we are his workmanship, right? That we are his masterpiece. And what anybody else says, it's like, who cares? God's saying, no, I created you this way. I love you this way. And so it doesn't matter what anybody else says, but so often as his masterpiece, we don't receive his affirmation, his love, his approval, and we look to other people, and we're so concerned with what other people will say. And we have to get into the presence of God. We have to hear the voice of the Father. Henry Nouwen is a very well-known writer, but he often talks about this, hearing the voice of your Father calling you his beloved. Right? And he talks about how difficult that is, because he says our mind, especially in today's age, he compares it to a banana tree with a horde of monkeys jumping up and down and throwing things around in that banana tree. And that's like our brain. We have so many different thoughts jumbling around and so many different voices in this world that tell us otherwise, that something is wrong with you, that if you had this figured out, then your life would be better, or if you had this thing figured out, then you would be accepted and approved. We have the voices of our parents, our peers, the media, and everything. And it says you have to come into the presence of God and quiet your heart, because God's voice often is not that loud. It's a whisper, and you have to quiet yourself to really hear the whisper of your Father saying, you are my beloved son, you are my beloved daughter. And it says in that place of solitude is where you get that assurance, and then you can move on into community as a church. Because if you don't have that solitude and security in the solitude with the Lord, then in the community, you're going to start demanding things from each other that only God can give to you. I kind of talked about that on Tuesday, how we turn to so many other things, but at the end of it all, it's not what we really wanted. It's not truly satisfying, and we're going to look for that in other people. And he says, you can't expect your brother and sister or even your family member to love you unconditionally and to forgive you when you have done wrong. You have to get that from the Lord first in your solitude, hearing the whisper of the Father. And then you can go into community where you're not demanding love and forgiveness and acceptance from one another, but you can give that, offer that to each other. And from that place of community, you move on to a place of ministry where you can actually start giving to people that can't give back, right? It's not reciprocal, but you can just minister to people. And I think this is very important, right? Pastor Sam talks about this. He says, every Christian, we need to have two things. We need to have the infilling of the Holy Spirit that empowers us, that gives us something that's out of this world, that gives us the boldness and the anointing for ministry. But we also need to hear the voice of God affirming us, because without that, we'll just crash and burn. You know, we'll just be so insecure, and we'll look to one another, look to other people, look to affirmation from people. So, three things. Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. Just this life, right? Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. He's the giver of life. The second point is strength and courage that comes from the Lord. David strengthened himself in the Lord in that time of distress. And the last, we need to hear the whisper of our Heavenly Father calling us his beloved. I'm always encouraged by Acts 4:13. Where it says they took note that they had been with Jesus. But I'm also always a little discouraged, because I feel like, man, I don't know if other people in the world can take a look at my life. They just see an ordinary guy. They just see a nice person, right? And E.G., I think, says, If the world only sees nice Christians, how are they going to encounter God? Right? They're just going to see a bunch of nice people doing nice things, but the world needs an encounter with the living God. And I just realized, man, I got to spend more time with Jesus. I got to be more transformed and more encouraged and more anointed in the presence of God so that we can really show the world that there is something so special, you know, about God. And I want to encourage you with the same. When you go to your workplaces today, are they going to see just ordinary people, or are they going to see something that's happening inside of you? Maybe you have a joy, or you have a peace about you, or something that happens that people can say, man, like something so different about you. And you can say, I've been with Jesus. I don't know if you can say that in the workplace, but maybe, why not? I've been with Jesus, you know? And that's why there's something different about. People already know that you're Christians, right? So maybe hopefully we can live a kind of life that people can see, man, something's different about them. I hope our security guards can see. These guys are different, right? They know that we're a church, right? And hope that they can see that, these guys, something's different about them, you know? And we can say, oh, we've been with Jesus, and let me introduce you to him. So let's pray. Kim's going to lead us in a song. Father God, I thank you for this word. I'm encouraged, God, by this verse. They saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, and they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus. And I pray that every single one of us, God, that we would be able to spend time with you more. And that will really transform our lives from just ordinary, nice people to men and women of God, you know. I pray, God, that you would come and do something in our hearts, God. Convict us, Lord, if we haven't been spending time with you, and draw us, God, into your presence, God. And I just pray that we'll get excited about spending time with you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God.
To the Lord be or else holy is your name. Your name, Yahweh, Yahweh. Holy is your name, Yahweh.
Let's just go before the Lord and just spend just a little bit of time in the presence of Jesus and just allow Him to speak to you and encourage you, strengthen you, comfort you. Let's go into the presence of God. Thank you, God. Let's pray for our community together. Let's pray for those that are going through cancer, battling cancer. Let's really pray with faith, and let's pray fervently for our friends, and let's lift them up before God. Let's pray. Let's go to the second slide. Let's pray for those that are ill but also need salvation from the Lord. Let's pray that God will move, reveal His mercy and His love to our friends and bring healing to them. So let's pray. Let's go to our third slide. Let's pray for various infirmities that our church people are going through. Let's pray for healing and strength. And let's lift up our friends on this list. Let's go to our fourth slide. Let's pray for our friends that are looking for employment. Let's pray for direction and let's pray for favor and that they'll be able to use this time wisely as they are waiting in this period. So let's pray for our friends. Let's go to our Friday prayer focus. Let's pray for Singapore, SPSG. Pray for the leaders there. And I mean, just God's doing amazing things. They have some amazing testimonies from the baptism service. Hopefully, we will be able to share with you. PSN will be able to share with you sometime. But God's really moving, so praise God for what He's doing there. Let's continue to pray that they will be encouraged and strengthened in the Lord to continue on. Let's pray for Indonesia. Let's pray for the Febe ministry and the Kupang church that we visit annually. Please pray for Pastor Salamat. He's traveling at this moment, so you can pray for covering over Pastor Salamat as well. So let's pray. Thank you. Let's pray for our missions committee. They had a great time in Sri Lanka, so praise God for watching over them and speaking to them. And let's continue to pray that God will unite this team and they will be able to hear from God very clearly about which mission initiatives to participate in. And let's pray for their personal lives as well, that God will really bless them financially and bless them with peace and joy in the homes. And as they take their time and energy to serve this ministry. So let's pray for our missions committee. Let's pray for our local outreach team, Community Center and Igape, Homey Outreach, SP Lights, Freedom Ministry Bridge. Let's pray for the anointing of God upon each ministry and for direction. And there's testimonies. You know, SP Lights just had a testimony on last week. I think one of the mamas that they have a relationship with, she was able to leave the club that she was working for and is getting another job. And things are happening, you know, and they're meeting people and sharing Christ with them. So praise God. And let's really pray that God will use this local outreach ministry to bring just the love of Jesus to Hong Kong. And let's pray that our church will be more involved with local outreach. So let's pray for this ministry. Let's pray for our Friday evening activities. Today, there is no, I don't think there's EG or GIC because we have our anniversary revival conference with Pastor Sam Kim speaking today. So let's really just pray for that. I don't think SPU is meeting either. I'm not sure actually. But let's pray for our Friday evening. Really pray for the anniversary conference. Pray for Pastor Sam Kim and his family that's getting in today. Pray for safe travels, and let's pray for anointing upon Pastor Sam Kim, and let's pray for a really amazing time of worship and celebration before God for our 12-year anniversary. So let's pray for tonight. Let's pray for our house churches that normally meets on Fridays. I'm not sure if they'll be meeting today, but let's pray for them anyway. Let's pray for these two house churches to always be just a really amazing place, a really anointed and really great house church. Let's pray for our Friday house churches. Yeah, God, thank you. Lord, we love you in this place. God, we worship you. And help us to be men and women that spend a lot of time with you, Jesus, to really be encouraged in your presence, God, to hear the voice of the Father, to be secure in your love, God. And God, I repent for looking to other things, God, and you know, turning so often to other things, God, to be rejuvenated or refreshed or strengthened. And I pray, Lord, that we'll be a church that turns to you, God, that gets desperate for your presence as Moses did. And I pray that, Holy Spirit, draw us, God, into your presence. I pray your blessing over each of the members here, God. I pray as they go to their workplaces, God, may they be so filled with your presence today, God, that they'll be able to really bless their co-workers around them and help them to be filled with your joy and your peace and your love, God, in this place. And God, we worship you, we bless your name, and we love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you guys. Have a great day, and hopefully we can see you tonight at the conference.